Hey, what's happening?
Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, your quorum is present. With the members and our guests beyond the rail and our guests in the gallery, please rise and we'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which we're going to ask you to remain standing and we're going to be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Chang.
Thank you. Let us be centered in God's presence. This prayer poem is from Prayers for a Thousand Years by Jay McDaniel. In this century and in any century, our deepest hope, our most tender prayer, is that we may learn to listen. May we listen to one another in openness and mercy. May we listen to plants and animals in wonder and respect. May we listen to our hearts in love and forgiveness. May we listen to God in quietness and awe. And in this listening, which is boundless in its beauty, may we find the wisdom to cooperate with a healing spirit, a divine spirit, who beckons us into peace and community and creativity. We do not ask for a perfect world, but we do ask for a better world. We ask for deep listening. Amen.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Privileges of the floor. Senator Jones, are you ready?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. Thank you very much. Colleagues and guests, I have one of the greatest honors of my service here in the legislature today. Mr. President, would you mind calling the House to order, please, for me? I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, I'd really appreciate it. We're honored here this morning. As many of you may know, my grandfather flew B-24s in World War II and survived 18 months in a Japanese POW camp. Well, there aren't too many of those heroes left with us, but today we are blessed to be joined today from a resident of Fair Oaks, California, First Lieutenant Ryan Michael O'Brien. He has recently received the Chevalier of the French Legion of Honor on July 10th from the French Consulate in San Francisco. Earlier this week, March 19th, was his 97th birthday. He was born in 1922 in Los Angeles. In 1941, he I graduated from Mount Carmel High School in L.A. and became a journeyman bricklayer. He's a member of the VFW Post 6158, the American Legion Post 383, a member of the Knights of Columbus, and a recognized keynote speaker at veterans events. In 1943, he joined the U.S. Army Air Corps and became a B-24 flight navigator. His service to our country took him from California to Texas to Florida, and then eventually to Serenola, Italy. He flew his first B-24 from March Field in Riverside to Serenola, Italy, on a midnight flight over the North Atlantic without radio and only using celestial navigation. He flew 34 more missions. One of those missions, the plane was unable to take off and was under fire from the German ground forces at that time, and his airplane was actually saved by Oskar Schindler, who provided the German army with dead shells. So the shells, when they hit the airplanes, didn't explode. And so Oskar Schindler, in addition to saving many people from the gas chamber, also saved many American pilots and crewmen from death as well. He served almost over 40 years in California with the Masons Contractors Association of California, which he helped found in 1962. Lieutenant Ryan Michael O'Brien has been recognized with the Distinguished Flying Cross, 4 Air Medals, Order of the Purple Heart, European African Middle Eastern Medal, 3 Battle Stars, and his bomb group, 484th Bomb Group, was recognized with the Presidential Unit Citation. In his service to our country, he has flown over Europe to places like Plotsti, Vienna, Milan, Augsburg, Sarajevo, Blechhammer, Innsbruck, Linz, Munich, Budapest, Zagreb, Bologna, Wiener, Neustadt, and Graz. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor for me today to recognize and honor and introduce to you Lieutenant Ryan Michael O'Brien.
Now she acted like she put her mic down. Again, welcome, Lieutenant O'Brien, and thank you for your service to the United States. Let's give him a hand again. Thank you. Under privileges of the floor, Senator Allen, are you ready?
Yeah, members, I would like to just mark today. Today is a very, very special day in the Jewish calendar, and as chair of the Legislative Jewish Caucus, I want to express my celebration and wish everybody a very, very happy Purim.
Hey, can you wait a minute, Senator Allen? Just give us a minute. Give us a second.
So today is Purim. Purim is the most joyous day in the Jewish calendar, and it celebrates the saving of the Jewish people from a genocidal maniac back in the days of ancient Persia. And the story is told in the book of Esther in the Bible. And in fact, this month, as we know, is Women's History Month. And we've talked about how we've been celebrating lots of wonderful figures in women's history. The Jewish people, of course, are so proud to have so many strong women in our history, from the matriarch Sarah all the way through to Hannah Beth Jackson. And this particular holiday celebrates the bravery and courage of Esther and her act in saving the Jewish people from annihilation. And so this is a joyous holiday that we celebrate all over the world. People dress up in costume, and we're actually going to be having a celebration here in the Capitol next week, but on Wednesday. But I wanted to just take a moment to express a celebration today and show you guys these little cookies that I brought in. These are called Hamantaschen, and they represent the triangular hat that was worn by the bad guy. And so we eat these little cookies on this day, and we fill them up with poppy seed or with apricot or raspberry. And so I know we're not allowed to eat on the floor, but I brought some of these wonderful little cookies to share with you after session if you are so inclined. So I just want to wish everyone a Chag Sameach, happy, happy Purim.
Also under privilege of the floor, any further privileges of the floor, I just want to take this opportunity to wish a happy birthday to Senator Hurtado. Senator Durazo. Senator Durazo, who celebrated her birthday yesterday. Let's give her a round of applause for her birthday. Next, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports from committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions and resolutions. Without objection, the Senate journals for March 18th through the 21st, 2019 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Consideration of the daily file. Are we ready? Second reading file. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 66 with amendments, Senate Bill 301 with amendments, Senate Bill 5, Senate Bill 34 with amendments, Senate Bill 128 with amendments, and Senate Bill 205 with amendments.
Next, governor's appointments. Are there governor's appointments, Senator Wilk? Item 7.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're doing a fine job this morning. Mr. President and members, file item number 7 is the confirmation of Keeley Bossler as the director of the Department of Finance. Ms. Bossler has extensive budget experience through her previous work at the LAO, the Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Committee, the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, and as Chief Deputy Director of the Department of Finance. Ms. Bossler also served for 2 years as Cabinet Secretary for Governor Brown. She was approved by unanimous vote by the Rules Committee on March 6th, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Senator Nelson, under this item?
Yes. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I rise in support of Keeley Bossler, her position. She hails from a rural county, went to Chico State. It's quite an interesting course that her life has taken, from the agricultural community to the highest levels in state government. And over my years of working with Keeley, I've found her to be very responsive, thorough, and expert. She'll do a fine job, and in fact already has, as Director of Finance. I urge an aye vote.
Senator McGuire on this appointment. Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I'll make my comments brief. I rise in support of Ms. Bosler for a very personal reason. There has been very few besides Ms. Bosler who have delivered for those who have survived California wildfires. She has been available, she has been innovative in her approach, and she has delivered on her word to make sure that fire survivors are kept whole after these massive disasters, and would respectfully ask for a support vote here at the appropriate time, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on the appointment? Hearing and seeing none, Senator Wilk, would you like to close?
We typically don't close for gubernatorial appointments, but I'd be happy to do that for you, Mr. President. I ask for an aye vote.
Mr. Secretary, please call the roll on the appointment.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bates? Aye. Bell?
Aye.
Aye. Borges?
Aye.
Aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Aye. Chang?
Aye.
Aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Aye. Durazo?
Aye.
Galgioni?
Aye.
Aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Aye. Grove? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Aye. Hill?
Aye.
Aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Aye. Jones?
Aye.
Aye. Leva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Aye. Monning?
Aye.
Aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Aye. Pan?
Aye.
Aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Aye. Roth?
Aye.
Aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Aye. Stern?
Aye.
Aye. Stone? I. Umberg.
Aye.
I. Wachowski.
Aye.
I. Wiener.
Aye.
I. Wilk.
Aye.
Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Durazo.
Aye.
Aye. Grove. Rubio.
Ayes 36, no 0. The appointment is confirmed in. Next, we have Senate third reading, items 14, 16 through 17. Senator Caballero, are you ready at this time?
I am.
Item 14, Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 25 by Senator Caballero relative to Women's Military History Week.
When you're ready, Senator.
Mr. President and Senators, I rise today on behalf of the Women's Caucus to present SR 25, which recognizes the week of March 18th through the 22nd as Women's Military History Week in California. It has been 6 years since the ban was lifted on women serving in combat, and 4 years since the United States Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, directed the full integration of women into all military branches. In reality, however, women have served in every major United States conflict since the American Revolutionary War. From aiding wounded soldiers, supplying food and clothing, to the over 400 women who disguised themselves as men to fight in the Civil War, women have always played a significant part of our United States military, and women's impact has only grown in the last century. According to the Defense Department, women currently make up 20% of the Air Force, 19% of the Navy, 15% of the Army, and almost 9% of the Marine Corps. Women have served in gathering intelligence as combat pilots, field artillery officers, chaplains, special operations, civil affairs officers, and even as members of the ultra-secretive Delta Force. And women have served bravely. Female service members have earned more than 10,000 combat action badges and Bronze Stars, and at least 12 Bronze Stars with Valor. Women now make up approximately 10% of the current veteran population, the fastest growing demographics. It's clear there is a desire and a willingness among women to serve. Please join me in celebrating Women's Military History Week, which encourages Californians to recognize the contributions of women to our military and to our freedom, and honor the sacrifices that women have made while serving our country, both before and after the lifting of the ban. Thank you, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Senator Bates, on this item.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I too rise in support. As a state senator representing Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton, located here in California and certainly in the 36th Senate District, I am pleased to be a co-author of the resolution. Women have long served our country, with the first female Marine captain, Lillian Daly, assigned to Camp Pendleton in 1943. Now there are over 2,600 women Marines stationed at Camp Pendleton, including Lieutenant Colonel Michelle McCander, who last year became the first woman to command a combat unit at the base. Our women warriors who serve our country deserve the utmost respect and honor. I, too, ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Archuleta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, rise in support. On a personal note, one of my sons, an Army Ranger, captain right now of Special Forces, and he was so proud to hear that these three women became Army Rangers. And I asked him what he felt about that. And he said, Dad, I think that's the greatest thing that's ever happened in the United States military, because women are serving proudly. Right now, as I remind you time and time again that I serve with the 82nd Airborne, we have women who are in the 82nd Airborne. My daughter-in-law, who graduated from West Point, also wears these paratrooper wings that I proudly wear. So I tell you all to please reach out to all the women you find who are serving our military, our veterans, and understand that they are equal to, and in some cases greater than, some of the men and women that were serving in the past. Today's women are the best of the best. When I was a presidential appointee with the Obama administration, I had the opportunity to fly on deck to USS Nimitz, and I was there, and there was a jet plane, and it was an engine on the floor there, and I asked, who's in charge? And a woman stood up and very proudly said, sir, I am in charge of this plane. It is my plane, and it is my crew. It will fly tomorrow. And sure enough, the next morning on deck, that plane flew over as it went around, and I looked over to her, and she waved at me and said, that's my plane. So, yes, indeed, the women can do it, and I'm so proud to share that, and I rise today in support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing and seeing none, Senator Caballero, would you like to close?
Thank you very much to my fellow senators for your support, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Great. Members, this is eligible for unanimous roll call. Is there any objection to using a unanimous roll call? Seeing none, 36-0, the motion passes. Next up, item 16, Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues.
Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 7 by Senator Umberg relative to Black April Memorial Month.
Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. I have the distinct honor of representing the largest Vietnamese community outside of Vietnam. Today, I want to take a moment and continue the annual tradition of recognizing April as Black April Memorial Month. Many of us remember April of 1975, particularly April 30th, 1975, as we watched on television as Vietnamese were airlifted off the roof of the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. The Vietnam War was a tragedy for Vietnam, also a tragedy here in the United States, and we recall that 58,220 Americans made the ultimate sacrifice, and many, many, many thousands more today still bear the scars of that conflict. The Vietnamese people endured tremendous suffering, and they continue to endure suffering even till today. The United States, and particularly our area, was blessed by the great number of Vietnamese refugees who immigrated to the United States that have made our communities all the more richer. In fact, now there are almost 500,000 Vietnamese Americans living in California. It's important that we remember and recognize these sacrifices, the tragedy. We recognize the Vietnamese Americans who are here and the Vietnamese who are still fighting for human rights, for democracy, and for equality in Vietnam. And so I'd ask your support for this resolution. I'd ask that we step back and remember during the month of April those sacrifices, and particularly on April 30th. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Seeing none, Senator Umberg, would you like to close?
Just ask for your aye vote. Thank you very much.
Members, this item is eligible for unanimous roll call. Is there any objection to using a unanimous roll call on this item? Seeing none, the item passes 36-0. Next up, Senator Chang, item 17. Are you ready? Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 22 by Senator Chang relative to Arab American Heritage Month.
Senator Chang.
Good morning, Mr. President and colleagues. I rise today to present SCR 22, which recognizes April as Arab American Heritage Month. California is home to the largest Arab American population in the country. The contributions made by Arab Americans span diverse sectors, from academia, business, government, technology, to pop culture, with notables such as U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood, Congressman Daryl Issa, Paula Abdul, Salma Hayek, Shakira, Paul Anka, to name a few, not to mention amazing Arab American innovations, which include the development of the artificial heart by Dr. Michael DeBakey and the invention of the ice cream cone by Ernest Hamwi. For well over a century, the Arab American community has enriched our culture and democracy with resilient family values, strong work ethic, and a diversity in faith. The American experience for Arab Americans, though, has not been without its challenges, as they have been defaced by misunderstanding and bigotry. This is why it is so important for us to stand collectively as a state and country and condemn the kind of hate that Christchurch recently endured. That kind of hate has no place in society, period. The victims were diverse. They were of Arab descent, of South Asian descent, Pacific Islanders. They span many nationalities and cultures. So when we see civil rights abuses, harmful stereotyping, harassment, and bullying here at home in any form, we have to continue to stand together and reject it. My district is the proud home of Brookhurst Street in Anaheim, or as it's referred to locally, Little Arabia. This cultural focal point highlights the vibrancy of this community, which is why this makes this resolution particularly special to me and is an example of how we can embrace diversity to strengthen our great state. I'm honored to commend Arab Americans within my district and across California with SCR 22, and with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Senator Mitchell, on this item.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. President. I stand in support of SCR 22, and there was a particular section of the resolution that I thought most relevant. Permission to read?
Objection.
Thank you. Whereas Arab migrants to the United States brought with them their resilient family values, strong work ethic, dedication to education and diversity in faith and creed that have added strength to our great democracy, I would argue that that very paragraph is relevant to all migrant communities who have come to our great state and our country, and again have added great value and strength to our democracy. So I stand in support of this resolution and all migrant peoples.
Thank you. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, I too rise in support of this resolution. I want to thank my good friend from Diamond Bar for bringing this forward. Certainly, Arab Americans have contributed greatly to our great state of California, and I hope that our country will embrace policies to allow even more of them to come here to this country. We have great suffering we see in parts like Syria and other places, but yet our national policies have not allowed these families to come to our country and benefit from being able to contribute to our country and to gain from that. So I really do appreciate this resolution coming forward. We have a fantastic Arab American community here in the United States, but we also have other Arabs who are interested in also becoming Arab Americans, and I hope we will welcome them as well. Thank you. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Senator Allen.
Members, on behalf of the Legislative of Jewish Caucus, I want to rise in very, very strong support of this resolution, and I also want to first of all say that I've very much enjoyed eating in Little Arabia in the Senator's district in Anaheim. There's some incredible restaurants there, and if you haven't had a chance to go, I encourage you to go and get a little taste of the Middle East there.
But I also want to stand in strong solidarity with her comments on the terrible events in New Zealand. The Jewish Caucus put out a statement immediately afterwards condemning the violence. It's so clear to us that the same forces of bigotry and hatred that have impacted our community are impacting our Muslim brothers and sisters, and we stand in very, very strong solidarity with that community. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Seeing, hearing none, Senator Chang, would you like to close?
Just wanted to thank my wonderful colleagues for their comments, and with that, I'd ask for an aye vote.
Members, this item's eligible for unanimous roll call. Is there any objection of using a unanimous roll call on this item? Seeing, hearing none, item A's 36, the measure passes. At this point, we have committee announcements. Any committee announcements? Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee Number 3 on Health and Human Services will be convening in room 4203 at 9:45 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Budget Subcommittee Number 1, Education, will be convening in room 3191 at 9:45.
Thank you. Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Wonderful job today, by the way, sir. The Joint Legislative Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture will be meeting today at 1:30 in room 3191.
Duly noted. Senator Mitchell. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Senator Wyckoski.
Yes, Mr. President. Subcommittee 2 will be meeting at 9:45 in room 112.
Thank you. Senator Skinner.
Thank you, Mr. President. Budget Subcommittee 5, Public Safety and the Judiciary, will meet in room 113, 15 minutes after adjournment.
Thank you. Are there, Senator Durazo?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Subcommittee number 4 in State Administration and General Government will meet in 10 minutes in room 2040.
Duly noted. Are there any other committee announcements? Seeing and hearing none, we're moving to motions and resolutions. This would be the time for adjourning memories. Are there any adjourned memories? Senator Calgiani.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I rise to adjourn in the memory of Ethan Morse. Ethan was killed in a drive-by shooting in Atwater on March 15th. He was a standout wrestler at Golden Valley High School and was a qualifier for CIF State Wrestling Finals in Bakersfield. Ethan was a student at Merced College and earned wrestling scholarship to Washita Baptist College in Arkansas. Ethan was the son of longtime Merced County District Attorney Larry Morse and his wife Cindy, who is also an attorney. Larry is currently legislative director for the California District Attorneys Association. Ethan is also survived by two brothers, Dylan and Ryan, and his two-year-old daughter, Ava. He will be missed by all who knew him. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll extend our condolences and bring the name forward so it can be properly memorialized. Are there any additional adjourned memories? Seeing none, if there's no further business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Congratulations to my colleague from Gardena. Wonderful job today. It's good to see you at the dais. I again want to acknowledge my colleague from Santee for bringing Lieutenant O'Brien to the floor. It is an increasingly rare privilege that we have to recognize someone who is a hero and who served in World War II. So we thank you for that, and also to our colleague who also recognized Women's Military History Week as part of Women's History Month. We have so much to be thankful for. And with that, I hope we go home to our communities and have a wonderful weekend with our families and our communities. And we will reconvene on March 25th at 2 p.m. Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time an adjournment motion will be made. We'll reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. This concludes our business for today.